This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin, talking with the Peoria Riverfront Museum's Zach Zetterberg about their exhibit, Emergence, the National Arts of Central Illinois. The exhibit opens tomorrow. Zach, thank you for being with us today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So can you tell us a little bit about the genesis of this exhibit, where the idea came from and how it took shape?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I was approached and asked to put together a regional artist exhibition. And after some time thinking about it, I thought the best idea would be to reach out to some other artists in the community and get their input on who they thought were great artists in the community. And that sort of evolved into asking some local people in Central Illinois to co-curate the show with me.
So what are the guidelines for inclusion? Do the artists have to be residents of the region? Can they be people who have some sort of connection to the region? How did you define Central Illinois for the purposes of this exhibit?
Really just have to be a exhibiting artist in Central Illinois. There's artists that have exhibited internationally, nationally, and we have some emerging artists in the show that are just in the beginnings of their career.
Tell me a little bit about Michael Germain Adams and his piece Tefnut, one of the pieces in this exhibit.
Yeah, so that's an interesting story. Michael Adams is Peoria-born, Peoria-raised on the south side of Peoria. He went to Manual High School, went to Bradley for art, mm-hmm. and then went off to Chicago and Milwaukee, I believe. It was working as an artist, and me and John Morris, the CEO of the museum, sat down one day and were trying to find an image for the face of the show, and it just so happened that Michael Adams' painting Tefnut just really stood out.
Yeah, it's a human figure, a human face, and there's a lot of interesting color choices made in the piece, and it's very expressive without being overly emotive. It's mm-hmm. very striking. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, I've heard Michael talk about this painting, and he does talk about the properties of wine.
Huh.
And he's actually a really poetic speaker, especially when he's talking about his work. And I think that's where the color of the painting comes from, as he was relating it to wine, this like deep red color. And there's another painting in the show that is paired with this painting that's more of what he described as like an outdoor scene. So it's a lot more greens in it, which red and green are complementary colors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One of the things that we should note about the exhibit is that you've reached out beyond the Peoria community, and you've made a real attempt to bring in artists and art pieces really from the larger Central Illinois community. So can you talk a little bit about just kind of the geography of the show?
Well, we reached out to artists at Bradley and at the Prairie Center for the Arts, which is down on Washington Street, Joe and Michelle Ritchie. And we also reached out to artists in Macomb, Illinois, in Galesburg, in Bloomington.
You've also, for this exhibit, worked with a lot of the local educational institutions. And again, not just Bradley and ICC, but you've reached out to Illinois State and Western and Knox College. You know, talk about the choice of working with artists who are in educational environments and, you know, what was the perspective that they brought? What did they add to the collaboration?
So artists that work in an institution are afforded the opportunity that they get to work as an artist most of the time. And when, as a curator and an artist myself, I know that artists know artists.
Mm-hmm.
Curators don't know artists per se. So that was my interest in talking to artists that are involved in institutions is that they know a lot of artists, them being themselves an artist and being able to operate as an artist full time and while teaching upcoming artists.
Yeah. And you've reached out to quite a lot of artists and organizations across the region. And I'm wondering, do you have a sense of a general Central Illinois arts community, or do you feel that it's more like there's a collection of sub-communities? So there's like a Peoria art scene and a Galesburg art scene, or what's the dynamic there?
I think there is. There's an energy in Central Illinois that definitely comes across in the show. And there's a diversity that I've only seen in larger cities because we have included these communities who are outside the Peoria area.
You've also got a lecture series that accompanies the exhibit. I think there's one roughly every 2 weeks or so. What's the purpose of that? What are you hoping to achieve with those?
So in the show, you're going to see 56 artists.
Mm-hmm.
Not everything can be said through text, and not everything is going to be understood by just looking at the artwork. So with this lecture series, you're going to get a in-depth, personal introduction to artists in the show by the artists themselves, and you'll get a much better sense of their artwork.
And is this the sort of thing that if you get to the end of the exhibit and you're happy with how it worked out and you're happy with the response, is it something that you might come back and revisit 2 or 3 years down the road and make this kind of a semi-recurring event?
Absolutely. That's the hope for this show.
Mm-hmm.
And the museum does have some plans to possibly open up some more space for local artist shows, for permanent collection space in the museum, a space where we can show artwork more often.
We should also talk about Return Visit. That's the 31-foot statue of Abraham Lincoln that's just been installed outside the museum. How long will that be on display here in Peoria?
He will be here at least a year.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be in contact with the Seward Johnson Foundation, which is the foundation that owns the sculpture. And if Lincoln doesn't have another destination in a year, we may keep him for a little while, or he will go off to somewhere else.
As you said, the foundation owns the statue. It's on loan to Peoria, so this is the temporary home. I found this interesting. It took a 200-ton crane to get the piece installed?
A 250-ton crane that was kindly donated to us by Gingrich Crane Company in Morton.
Uh-huh. And we, you know, for those who haven't seen it, Lincoln is joined, in a sense, in the sculpture by another human figure who's a man in more contemporary dress. What's the significance of juxtaposing Lincoln with a more modern human figure?
So the idea behind that is the man in the more contemporary clothing is the common man. And so the title of the sculpture is Return Visit. So Lincoln is returning to revisit the Gettysburg Address with the common man of today to just show the relevance of that address at the time and how relevant it is still today.
So what about the physical details of the sculpture itself? I mean, it's obviously quite massive. Is there something that people should know about it before they head down and check it out?
Yeah. So the sculpture came in on 2 semi-trucks.
Oh, my gosh.
And it totals a weight of 38,000 pounds. It's 31 foot tall. It's painted bronze. And the base alone weighs 20,000 pounds. And the two figures make up the rest of the weight.
And in addition to the base, doesn't it also sit on a pedestal that had to be constructed for the sculpture?
Yes. So that was another big project that was sort of a turnkey operation, is that about a week and a half before the sculpture showed up to Peoria, we had 9 cement trucks of concrete poured into the ground to make this 17 by 17 foot platform for the sculpture to sit on.
And how did this even all come about? Because, again, the sculpture was up in Chicago, and it became available. So, I mean, how did the museum find out about this? How do you put in a bid or a proposal for something like this?
The beginning of this idea started with a friend of the museum who is a fan of the sculptor himself, Seward Johnson. And after leaving a meeting with him, we started looking into Seward Johnson a little bit more. Particularly, I had just been up to Chicago, and I saw this giant Lincoln. And we have a bicentennial show coming up in February. And I thought, what a great pairing of Lincoln with the bicentennial show coming up that celebrates the 200th birthday of the state of Illinois.
We've been talking with Zach Zetterberg from the Peoria Riverfront Museum. He's the curator of their exhibit, Emergence, the National Arts of Central Illinois. It opens tomorrow and continues through January 24th. Thank you again for being with us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks.
Illinois Central College opens its production of The Underpants this weekend. The play is by comedian Steve Martin. It's an adaptation of a turn-of-the-century German satire. Performances begin tonight, and the show continues through Sunday, October 8th, at the ICC Performing Arts Center in East Peoria. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.